time. Mama, my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on a line. Mama, my time to shine. This are my dear, my year, my time. Mama, my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on a line. Mama, my time to shine. Negativity, I try stop, I success.
Blessed melanated rising, my people. I am so grateful. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and to the ancestors for being present with us and for creating this opportunity for us to be able to be on here with you all this blessed morning. And I just ask that today's episode, let it just be fun for our listeners. Let it be uplifting and let it be very entertaining. Hotep, amen. And Ashe, blessing everybody.
Ashe.
So guys, last week, we were awesome. We were off last week, and then Gina was off like 2 weeks.
Oh, I didn't even know you were off last week.
We back in these streets. So first of all, Gina. Yeah. We can't do so many shows without you, Gina. You know how it is. just kidding. We could do the whole thing.
Wow.
It is what it is. So first, Gina, how was your time off and how was your week going?
Well, my time off was blessed. I went to Costa Rica. And it was really, really nice. I'm going to go back because I only found out like 2 days before it was time for me to leave that they actually have ayahuasca retreats there.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you.
Had I known, because I thought it was only in Peru. So had I known, I would have done that. But now like there's straight flights from Toronto to Costa Rica. So Mance might do a quick 4-day weekend situation, go back, have a little wellness center situation and then come back home. However, and comma, let me tell you guys this, which most people already know, traveling right now with, I want to say Air Canada, or I want to say Canadian Airlines, because so far I haven't seen that issue with American Airlines, but because we've been so out of the loop travel-wise, it was a mess. When I tell you a mess, ooh. The delays, the luggage. When I arrived to Canada and Toronto and I got to baggage claim, there were luggages everywhere. Like you couldn't see floor. You couldn't see floor.
Really?
Yeah. So they've been apparently having all these issues down to the fact where I got an email from, because I'm subscribed to Air Canada, obviously for my alerts, and I had to submit a claim because I got back home over 3 hours late. And there's certain claims that you can do for that. There was a letter that was sent out that the Air Canada president basically said, like, they tried to come back to normal and like as if like, you know, pre-pandemic, but they just didn't have the staff for it, didn't have all that. And so they're actually reducing their flights in July and August so that there's less of these issues going on. Because I heard some people saying that there was luggage there for like 2 days. Other people hadn't received their luggage for a number of days. And so it is a bit frustrating to travel right now. And I don't think that our Canadian airlines are quite set up for that. And I'm assuming that most of the workers probably just went to the American Airlines because they've been business as usual this whole time. So thanks, Trudeau.
They had to continue getting them checks. Yeah, they had to continue getting paid. So like, forget about it. So I think it's just time for us to create melanin air. That's what it is. All signs say time to create your own airlines and just make
Well, no, it's federally regulated. So if it's Canadian, it's the federal government that gets to decide what the regulations are to be able to come in and out of the country. And so that's what.
You have a private jet?
No.
Yeah, we need a jet.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about, PJs?
All right, we talking PJs right now? Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something. We all in some of our best times of our lives right now, and the energy is working for the melanated people. And I feel like we need to start thinking on a larger scale, all the way outside the box. Whatever the plan is, go back, revise it, make it 10 times bigger. And I think as a community, the first thing that we need to purchase together is a jet. So that when they start saying that, be like, listen, we'll be back in 3-4 hours. We're coming back to get you.
Talk about it. Yes.
Right.
Everyone has a direct flight when you have a jet, right?
Direct flight, Africa. We're out of here.
Talk about it. Oh, my goodness. You see, I'm going to drop Kanye bars on everybody. Sorry, guys. I'm still in my pajamas. I just got off the PJ. So, guys. Gina, did you know there's a Hiawatha retreat in Quebec?
Who's holding that? Who's doing it?
These off-gridders. I know these off-gridders are connected with.
Like, I'm gonna need, like, these off-gridders from Costa Rica or Peru, because I don't, like, if I go to a Chinese restaurant, it better be Chinese people making that food in the background for me. That's just how I roll, you know what I mean? And, like, I went and cooked with she's Costa Rican, because actually I stayed in Puerto Viejo de Talamanca, which is completely in the south of Costa Rica. And it actually has a pretty large Jamaican community from about three generations ago that migrated there because they needed people working on the railroad. So they really just built their own community in that area. So I did have a night where I got to do some home cooking with a vegan chef. Well, she's a vegan chef. She's a vegan cook. And so we made things from her garden and all that. Like, when I tell you it didn't get any more organic than that, it doesn't get any more organic than that. And then the rest of my group went and did a chocolate making session, which I was like, oh, I'm good on that. And they went, and it was not no native person who was making that. I was like, no, I want to learn how to make the chocolate from people who grow the chocolate.
There's nothing wrong with
from the chocolate
not,
people.
Not the colonizers. I'm not interested.
Yeah. Facts.
If I want to make pasta, I'll go to Italy. You know, like, if I want to make pasta, I'll go to Italy. You know what I mean? But, like, yeah, no.
I hear you on that 100%. I hear you. Well, Gina, I'm glad to have you back. I'm sure our listeners missed you as well. So, Queen Kaya, what has been popping with you? What's new and exciting in these streets?
Child, listen, I am here recuperating my life right now. I've been telling you guys this for a couple of months now. And it is, I think I said this on one of the last shows, that when you start doing the work, things get tougher. And, you know, where I can see my way a little bit more clearly now, I have literally taken on a whole nother bag of tasks. So my mind right now is all over the place. So I feel like my message right now, or like what I'm gearing towards right now is, I keep saying I need a life coach. I need a life coach and I need a business coach, because I said in my mind, it's too many things that I had from the past that are creeping up now that I need to put in order so I know where to start. So functionality, is that a word? Functionability, is functionality a word? So this this is kind of like my situation this week, learning how to function in my new self, in my new life. I want to encourage and invite anyone who wants to, like, just reach out to me, who wants to talk, who wants to like brainstorm, that type of thing, because I've actually been using these sessions where I've just been, like, you know, talking with other people and getting my mind right to help me figure out my own problems. And so in doing that, my week has literally been 80% conversations with people. Not a lot of doing of stuff right now. It's really just hashing out the thoughts that I'm having in my mind. How do I do this, guys? How do I get rid of this? And how do I fix that? And how do I repair? So in this, because we haven't really had much of a summer, in this little dreary weather that we've been having, those days are the days that I take to actually internalize and go inside myself and then reach out to my people. And on the sunny days, I shake my behind as hard as I can. So I want to encourage y'all, because we don't have much of a summer. In the days when the sun is actually out, get out there and get some of that vitamin D. We know that it's going to be gone soon. Get some of it. But in this time, this is a time of reparation. And I do believe that God has given us some of these rainy days to clear away the bad energy and to start fresh with some new stuff. So I am grateful and I feel highly favored that God has not forsaken me and that I am still on my path. And that's really where I'm at right now. And I wish everybody else the same too, because I truly have felt real peace in these last 2 months. And I, even though things are tough, I feel real peace right now because I know where I'm at. So that's my month in a nutshell. And you guys know I haven't present for those of you who have been listening and stuff. You've seen that I really haven't really been on like that. There's a couple different things that happen. So I've been trying to do the real life thing and deal with other stuff that I know that I need to deal with, because I don't want to seem like I'm being like I have no feelings, you know, kind of like, you know, I don't want to make people feel like that, like they're insignificant. So I've been trying to deal with those things, the things that are important, but I am building me right now and I feel so great. And I just like to thank all of you guys for always being present in real life, for always being present, because a lot of people don't understand this too about me, that this show has been therapy for me in the times, in the years that we've been doing this now. So to actually see the clarity now and to actually feel it and see it and know it, I have to give props to those who are responsible and partly responsible for helping me get my mind back right. So I just want to say thank you to my co-hosts and everybody involved in the show and everybody listening, because you guys really, really have been a post for me, a pillar for me. So I thank you guys so much. And this month has been impeccable.
Oh, hot. Yo, cut, man. We're living this parallel life, but that's probably because we're siblings from another time on this in this galaxy. We come from the same place, as Sirians. So because we I feel we're going through it. Because I can tell you guys, I guess it's my time, is that I've had an up and down last couple of weeks, and the weather has been the sun helps when it's cloudy. It also helps, like you're saying, Kaya, because when it's cloudy, it does give me, it kind of forces me to just chill.
So, but it is important that I do rap and I do say just the 2 cents that I had to add to the for the community. Because, so like I was saying, I've been going through the ups and downs emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and I was saying in terms of the weather, in terms of the ups and downs, like. I find that when it is nice, it is like my spirit is calling me to just be outside and to do stuff outside. When the weather is not so nice, it is giving me an opportunity to reflect. And what I'm feeling these days is like, the best way I could put it is I'm just like not in the mood fully, right? I'm not feeling like my normal self where I'm like excited about things. There's a lot of positive things happening, but I'm not necessarily excited about them, and I can't explain why. And that's what I've been asking to the universe. And actually, what I was saying a little bit different than Kaya is that I haven't been speaking to a lot of people about it. I've really just been I've been choosing to kind of more just connect with myself, with the guides, with nature, to find a peace. And I find that has been working for me, in just giving me this type of clarity and just feeling that it's okay to not know, it's okay to not have the answers. It's okay to not feel awesome. It's okay to go through it. And right now, like I'm privileged in the sense that I can unplug from society. I can unplug, like, you know, I could just be out of reach, out of town, to be able to just spend a little bit of time, like in solitude. Like, I'm blessed because it's summertime, so that my children and my family and stuff, they're able to come out. But we still have a lot of things going on in the city, so they still have to go back and forth. But I've been really just capitalizing on this alone time. And I guess had you guys already mentioned to our listeners that we're taking some time for the summer? Okay, good. And I think it's necessary. I think it's necessary that we just take a bit of time just to unplug a little bit, to reboot, because and I'm sure we're not the only ones who are going through it and who are feeling it. I guess everything happens for a reason. We know it's summertime, and we know people, we do have this, because it's summer, we're not as pressed as we normally would be during our work and school seasons. So I guess what I want to encourage everyone else to do is, if you're feeling a similar way, it's okay. Like, you don't have to force the energy. Like, it's okay to feel like, yo, I want to take a pause. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm doing. But I want to, I know I don't want to do anything right now. And that's, That's it, you know, and that's really what it is, because I feel like in this time of discomfort, or this time of trying to understand, we have an opportunity to listen. We have an opportunity to be guided by the ancestors, to be guided by the spirit. And that's my prayer for everyone who's listening, and for myself, is that I just be guided in terms of where I want to go. But we are definitely going through some type of quantum leap. We're going through a transition. And it's to kind of let it happen. We don't have all the answers. We as physical beings, we're the machines. Our inner beings are the ones in control, and they're connected to the everything. They're connected to the atmosphere. And as long as we kind of let go and let God, so to speak, we will be guided, right? So it's just to kind of, you know, like go with what feels right. Don't let your mind confuse you. Don't get too caught up in the thoughts. Just go with more what feels right. What like Kai, you hit it. You said it from your perspective, shaking your ass. That's really that. Go with what feels good. Go with what feels right.
And really, like I was saying to you before, like, so what I wanted to say, the reason why I felt like it was so important for you to say these words is because there's a lot of men that run themselves into the ground trying to be the men. And sometimes there's room for you to just give yourself that space and time. And it's okay to not know. And it's okay to not think for everybody today. Today you can say, I don't want to. And you know what, in the times when mm-hmm. you don't know, and I know you say you haven't been speaking to anyone, but there's gonna come a point where you're gonna want to not still be that person that is the vocal, that the person that is the doer. And you may need to sit and listen to someone else so you know what their skills are, what they're good at, so that you can better delegate now. Because I think that's the portion that you're moving into in your life right now. I feel like you're far past being the doer now. You're to the point where you can delegate. And I think that's why they're taking you away from that part of it. It's time for you to start delegating tasks to others, because this is why it hurts when the stuff happens and if you've been doing it all yourself, you're like, how could you do that to me? Well, this is the thing. You shouldn't be the one doing it all. Everybody has their skills, their skill set, and you need to start using the people around you accordingly. You have to start delegating, because that's who you are, Black man. You're not the worker. You're supposed to be delegating. So I think be what's happening to you right now. And you're saying, like, I ain't even talking to nobody. But when you do start talking, you're going to hear something that you needed to hear. You're going to hear them say, I know how to do that. I could do that for you instead. You don't got to do that. But you don't know what the people's skills are, because when you see the people falling down, you pack them all on your back and carry them.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So you need to hear what they're saying, because somebody could do all the stuff. You break it down in pieces, P. And this is really real. Break it down in pieces.
I appreciate you, Queen. I appreciate you, Lord. I needed to hear that today. So this is it. So so now our people know we'll be popping in and out. We're taking a couple of weeks. I want to remind everybody again, I'm not sure if you guys have done it for me, that this coming Saturday, July 9th, we have the OSC Family Day. This is what's going on. It's our summer jam. It's something we're going to be doing annually now, but we're having it at the Holistic Healing Retreat and Campground. So this is like our pre-open. So this is just so that people could come and see what we've been working on. Come and have a good time. We have DJ Blaster and Sirius Savage, who are going to be DJing. We have Natasha T. Marie and MC Solo that are going to be performing. We have Westcan that's going to be here in the house, the drummers and the dancers. So it's going to be dope. And it's a family day. People come for the day. It starts at 3:00. You don't have to spend the night, but those who want to turn up and you want to be here all throughout the night, you're welcome to do that as well. We have people who are going to be camping. We have people who are just going to be here till late. But those who do stay will have breakfast for you in the morning, courtesy of Westcan. So that's going to be dope. But really, we just want people to just come out to connect and have a good time. I want to give a shout out to all everything that's been happening in the city. There has been a bunch of activities, a bunch of things going on. So I just want to give a shout out. I was really blessed to be able to run into your sister on St. Catherine the other day. I have to say, I cheated. I went to the parade to go hand out flyers, but I wasn't really at the parade for the parade's sake. But that's a whole other conversation.
That's okay.
we're keep it all. We're gonna keep it all love, because that's what we do here at the Empower Hour. We're gonna keep it all love and keep it all positive for now until we get on our soapbox. But that's basically about it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I want to give a shout out to all the winners that we've had at for the OFC Lotto Co-Pack. We've had a bunch of winners these last couple of weeks. The most recent one is a sister named Free, who's a dental hygienist. So a big shout out to Free. We'll be plugging her website and stuff like that on the Empower Hour page. But I'm really excited for this time that we're taking to reboot, so that we could come back and just give you guys what you need, like that Empower Hour. We're here for you guys. You guys are here for us, and we want to just keep this going full circle. No pun intended. That kind of worked out. Good. So with that, guys. So big shout out to Louise and the whole CKUT crew. Thank you guys for continuing to bless us. You guys, just the rest of the show will be bumping music for you guys. So big shout out to, I can't remember what DJ is going to be playing today, but every week we'll have a different DJ just playing music and stuff for you guys. So until the next time, I guess we'll sign out for now, sending love and light and blessings to everybody. Gina, you want to do our official close?
I've had to unplug a little bit because I'm not a paranoid person by nature, far from, but I've just been feeling paranoid. Like everything, like my phone's ringing is like, why are you calling me? What do you want? Like I'm just watching things a different way. And I'm just like, that's not my character. And so there's definitely something in the air that's creating, like, you know, a certain level of unease that it's an indication that it's time to unplug. It's time to, you know, unplug and recenter. And that's one thing for sure that just for the audience, Barrow's experiencing some technical difficulties. He shall be back. But being in Costa Rica, we were literally in rainforest. So it was full rainforest, and that allowed me to be able to go outside and ground myself in nature. I mean, like, we don't have rainforests out here. Now don't get me wrong. With that nature came those rainforest bugs. But, you know, there was just a moment where I would wake up in the morning and just go outside and just be in that forest and just sit there and be there. And another thing, because we stayed in an Airbnb and we were about a 2 minute at most walk from the beach. And there was something about, wow, like there was something about just sitting on the sand and listening to the ocean, because it could be deafening. Waves came in, and like I was actually sitting there at one point, and then I zoned out. Like I didn't hear anything else, and we had music playing, and at one point it drowned out the music, and it was like one of those things where it's just like, I am nature, hear me roar. And it was time to just be quiet and listen.
Amen, because she speaks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She is not just mystical because of the unknown, but she's mystical because she's a cleanser, she's a replenisher, she's so much. She really is so much. She's a transporter. She's so much. And so she speaks. She has a tale to tell. Those times I can remember, like, you know, being in the Caribbean and hearing those waves coming up, and like you said, the music kind of going away. They didn't turn down the music, but the sea claims what she wants, and even just your ear. So when you said that just now, I kind of was like, oh, I know that. I know what that is. And you know, part of this feeling that you're feeling, like a little anxious or maybe feeling annoyed, is because she might have taken something from you that you don't realize is gone yet.
Well, you know, and no, I the paranoia and stuff like that, it's been going on for a little longer. And I think it's, and why I say I have to unplug is because I'm an empath.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's kind of going a little, like it's buzzing, like everything's buzzing. And then it's like, everyone has a theory to the conspiracy, and it's not to say that the conspiracies aren't there, but because when that's all you're taking in, when that's all you're seeing that's in your feed, when that's all that's being shared with you, you know, on Instagram and stuff like that, you start surrounding yourself with that. And words are spell, right? Mm-hmm. When you're spelling, it's a spell. And so that's creating that energy around me, and it's making me paranoid. And like, I understand that the way the government's moving and stuff like that is super suspect, but then that creates distrust. And then like, and then when you have that surrounding you through and through, it becomes part of you. And it's not a fun place to be, to feel distrustful of everything, or you just feel like everyone's trying to get one over on you.
Part of this, you also, I want you to realize, I don't know if you remember this, but you know, we just went through a retrograde that ended in June 3rd or June 6th or something like that. So we're having aftershocks right now of the retrograde. Remember retrograde aftershocks? So a lot of people are actually also talking about feeling nervous and anxious. So
I mean, how many retrogrades do we got? Because I could have swore we just finished, like, that Taurus season situation, retrograde, that was heavy.
I went and looked them up too, because the other day I just went through this with somebody and we were literally like, hey, you know that feeling that you get when you use like designer drugs like XC and Speed and stuff like that, and you kind of get nervous in the belly? We're like, yeah, like that's how we feel right now. And we haven't done that stuff since we were young kids. So it was kind of like, hey, do you feel that? Yeah, we felt it. We all felt it. And you know what? It's something that's going around. So unplugging might be something that's great right now, but it also may be the time for you to actually delve a little bit more, actually get into something and figure out to make
why am I feeling it?
To reclaim that strength again, I've got this, because maybe that's what happened, you know?
Well, on that subject, I mean, hopefully Pharaoh comes back, but for us, to all our listeners, as I said, I need to unplug. Pharaoh said like he was going through a bit of things, and Kaya, you're saying that you're doing a lot of a lot of the work on you, on your human work. But I think that means it's time for a little summertime break, right? And I think that for us at the Empower Hour, I think we need to take a little July break, and and come back better and stronger and rested, to give you guys, you know, not the same old us, but the new and improved us.
Yes, that's right. And so that we can keep coming back, bringing y'all the funk, keep bringing y'all the heat, keep bringing you the information that we have, the upliftment, the empowerment. And in order for us to really give it 100%, we got to be at 100%, because we can't pour from an empty cup. And we've been putting a lot into this. So
absolutely,
we have a well-deserved vacation coming up. And we're going to take that and come back and show them the new format to the show. And just, you know, just give them the best us that we can give them.
100%. So for the next following weeks, for the month of July, you may hear some reruns. You might have some DJ mix, you know, everything that's still going to remain uplifting. We'll probably find some of our fan favorites and some of our host favorites. And we'll have that play for you still every Thursday mornings on CKUT. But for now, we're just going to take a little TLC for us. A little time out to come back bigger, better, and to stay blessed and highly favored. Amen. So thank you everyone for following us and listening to us through and throughout these last past years. It's been great, and it's gonna be only better when we see you back in August. We'll be right back.
9 on the hour. Hope you're enjoying the way the master mix is going so far. Put some grace in your face from the Sound Supreme Show. Don't forget the vibe line number 398-4616. Give us a call, give us some positive feedback. We'll send it to you the same way. We're gonna have a Christmas special coming out to you, as of maybe next week, maybe not next week, maybe next year. Who knows? And who cares? Just kick back. This is Swino Latino. Grace in your face from Flight and the rest of the boys of the Sound Supreme Show. 7:14 on the hour going back. This is going out there to the Fizz Boys and the gang at Parachute from Roland and myself, yours truly. Happy to be one of the members of the Fizz Boys. Carl, Courtney, and all the rest of the gang, Jeffrey. We got Frank out there. We got Jerry. We got Roland. We got each and everybody. And I hope y'all listen to the way the show be going. Give us a call, 398-4616. That's the Vibe Line number. Let's go back to Sweeney Latino. That's my favorite tune. Let's see if we can throw in a few shout-outs at the same time. This is CKUT 90.3, the Sound Supreme Show. And may it always sound supreme to you.
Snow on my window pane, eating candy canes. Christmas is here, I feel it in my veins. Celebrate, the 25th is the day. It's time for love, it's not too late. Sit by the tree, shining bright. Listen to the carols on the radio all night. Snuggle close with the one you love. Kiss while the mistletoe hangs above. You don't know what you're missing till you miss it. Christmas is fun, so get with it. What? You didn't know Christmas went hip-hop? Check the clock and
let the jingle bells rock. I saw a wreath hanging on every door. Santa on the corner getting cash for the poor. People shopping, their eyes filled with glee. Store windows have a Christmas theme. Chestnuts roasting, champagne toasting. Kids on the corner with their new toys boasting. Open your heart, cause tea has an earful. No time for hate, be cheerful. Snowflakes falling, relatives calling. It's Christmas, so have a ballin'. Rock with CT, cause I'm pumping. When I'm in the place, I get the party jumping. So get near it, I know you hear it. T's doing it up with the Christmas spirit. You said you didn't know Christmas went hip-hop. Check the clock and let the jingle bells drop. Seriously say, you heard a girl rock the mic this way. I say it with feeling, add a little passion, but I do it in a ladylike fashion. On the go, whether fast or slow, I'm a pro. So Maran slow, grab a friend and have some fun here. Christmas is once a year. Turn on your radio, rock with Sweet Tea. Shake your body to the Christmas beat. So now you know Christmas is hip hop. Don't stop, let the jingle bells rock.
This is Exact Creature. Fight your host, LDZ DJ. Don't you dare touch that job.
Party people, Dana Dane is back. Herbie's behind the board of the 24 track machine, making sure the bees come out clean as I tell you this tale of a Christmas theme. It all began in the far off land. Do you know the drummer boy? Well, I'm the rapper man. I wandered and wandered with no main cause, drawn to a campsite by some true force. Now in this camp lived three wise men. They said, Dana Dane, where have you been? They said that they had been expecting me. Told me to kick off my sandals and relax my feet. We started to talk, a lot of time was spent. Tell her how MC wouldn't be content till the Christmas spirit was gone and demolished, and I was the only one who could abolish their plan. So I took a stand, but they said I must journey across the land. I said, listen, my friend, I'd be glad to go, but the thing out there is worse than snow. The first wise man said, yes, that's true. To protect my feet, gave me ballet shoes. The second wise man said, yes, you're right, and gave me a kindle to shave my eyes. The third wise man, leaning on a cane, said, take this mic, rapper Dana Dane. He said that the mic would help my words of Christmas cheer be clearly heard. Well, I started my journey at the first light. I traveled the desert for a fortnight. Aside, I tried the North Star, my guide. Pulled my Kango over my eyes. Took off my belly, jumped the sand off the side. Put my belly back on and continued my stride. Off I went through the sand and mist, taking all types of chances and all kinds of risks. It was Christmas Eve. Time was growing short. Then I came upon the place that I had sought. Went up through the door, straight in the palace. Faces were filled with contempt and malice. Up on the stage, what did I see? That's right, party people, a sucker MC.
Good salary, you see. You don't believe me? Just ask Satan Paul. Now Peter Paul, now that I'm in joy. Don't play with me because I'm not your toy. I carry the weight. I have much faith. Taking my time. So don't downgrade. I'm feeling real good. In other words, great. Won't hesitate. Yo, G, I'm ready to penetrate. Until the end, I will not start until webs say when. Slow motion has got control. Your mind is gifted with nothing. I'm dropping jewels, my golden rules. You're on delay while I'm on display. The cadence is here, my statements are clear. Scandalize your minds, yo, I'm not having it. But I can carry the weight, I have much faith, taking my time. So don't downrate, I'm feeling real good. In other words, great, won't hesitate. Yo, G, I'm ready to penetrate.
What's up, money grip? It's the ear on the trip, not to Georgia. The Gladys Knight and the Pips. It's a one-way ticket to the highest plateau for a smooth rapper and for those that flow. So go like the wind, my friend, and take flight and
fly like any.
Yeah, right. You can't like a party and make hands clapper because you are an R.
That means a non-rapper.
So give it up, suck a duck and see you're not ready to flex yet. Or better yet, rock steady with the E-double. Number one on the planet. Take it for granted, I make control like Janet. I make a man plus full of fun, but don't play me, cause if you do, you're getting done. And that, my son, comes to one conclusion. Told the chaos, no master.
Knock, knock. Hey, yo, who is it?
The one who stones on rappers just like a snow blizzard. Yes, the microphone doctors, back making house calls. The crab MCs, who claim they had the balls. The flex with the man, with the rep for snapping necks. I'm not the one, son, so don't pose or make threats to PMD. Get paid and making dolls, strangling MCs with the microphone core to make them holler. I'm like Kudrow McCraw when I blast past an MC's ass and trash crash and smash his ass and play his ego while I sip a 40-0 and count my cash flow because I'm on the go. And hey, yo, I don't joke, and that you can bet I flex a rhyme on a rap or play his posse and step. Like I said in Strictly Biz, I'm known to cause an illusion to create total chaos, no mask, confusion.
No matter tricks, Houdini, or I dream a genie. A disappearing axe from here to Tahiti. It's a 1-2-3 count, and I'm knocking out without a doubt.
Why?
I got clout. One more you should know, I'm the commander of rap. Carrying through no trees, across my bare back, I use measures. And just all are drastic. For me, the E-double, cause I'm fantastic. So I let you know, money, I don't play. Step back and you won't get smacked. Hear what I say? They low afro, I take a nightcap. And if you tired,
yo, then go take a nap.
I'll close your eyes and chink them like a Jap and lounge. As I rock across the map, yo, watch me go. Playing just in seconds. Me and PMD in the sound from my records. Check out the beat and the style I'm using. And so the chaos, don't mask, don't mask.
Last rhyme was for E, this is for the gipper. Give me room, cause I'm about to rip our MC's head off as I release my steam. The method decapitation is the guillotine. So check out the tempo and let your body go. Cross a brother like MD's about to go Rambo. A microphone doctor, an MC physician, an all-around scholar, a rapper technician. So put up or shut up, cause MD is like fed up. You, your whack crew, your whole damn setup. Sucker's still slipping, you better get a gripping. Change your whack style while the clock's still ticking. Cause pursuing and doing a brother is second nature. Can you feel it, E-double?
Yeah, something like the fate.
To the microphone doctor, all rappers are obsolete. You lack style and composure, plus your rhymes are weak. I gave you all the respect when I said mic check. You're still slipping, dude. It's time to snap that neck. Like I said in Strictly Biz, I'm known to cause an illusion to create total chaos, no mass confusion.
Mass confusion. 7:33 on the hour.
the Master Plaza. We're going to be kicking back. We'll be right back after these messages, so I'd advise you to listen to the shop.
I said it before.
Hey, I got teeth and so I'm right next to me. I like to send this out to my man Cool V. Who you want to send out to?
To me, JD, I'm Trouble T-Roy, my man G-Wiz up in the money area.
I can't forget Back Daddy Kane and my whole crew, Cool Joe Brown from Santa Rita. And we're going to do a little something like this.
Like what?
Original B.I.Z. Mark, down a record like Collector, put your body in park. This is a little something for the Juice Crew. From heaven, the boys in business, he just want to. This is a little something from Bismarcky to make you get up and D-A-N-C-E. That's why I made this one just for you to do the heavy D shake and the biz dance too. Now I'ma get deep like Jacques Cousteau, and the stuff that I be saying is always thorough. That's why I made it, introduce a dude who left rap to make your hands clap, feet tap. I'm like the diabolical scientist, Mr. Five, to send extra crazy super like funky vibes. Cause I always come up with stuff nobody else does. That's why they call me the Inhuman Orchestra. Cause the heavy D say hi.
Hey yo, what you wanna know?
I wanna know what you come out
for this no show. Now yes, on the smooth tip, the overweight lover. I'm on your radio and on your magazine cover. I drink Coca-Cola, remainder I'm solo. Always wear Nike, once in a while I sport polo. Before I go to bed, I drink my milk and eat cookies. Never like school, so I used to play hooky. New Jackson rap, I choose a call a rookie. Your choice is the heavy D voice, now you can boogie. MCs think I'm new to this, they must be dizzy. Cause on the microphone, have to keep the crowd busy. Nothing in the world could ever stop my groove. The overweight lovers in the house, and I think it's smooth.
We write songs that make the whole world sing. We write songs of all crazy things. We write songs that make the MCs cry. Heavy D, we write songs, we write the songs.
So party people in the place without further ado. The SKBIZMRKIE is for you. Well, I'm on island number one, whip the rounds and invent. Say speed, story rock to all your ladies and gents. L.I. number one, master a phone for all your ladies. Guaranteed to rock the mic and take out all your MCs. That's why you hear me rocking as one of the best. I come first place in energy contest. With the bass in your face that you'll appreciate. I'm known as the living legend in the ultra spray. You know the MCs on a hell of a predicament. They go against the SKB Marquee in this tournament. I go to a party, I am a spectator. When you battle me, I am Darth Vader. I'm like all you ladies in the place for attending. Know you can chill in the mood for the money you spend. I came here to rock beats for your satisfaction. Been walking your heavy knee, it's the special attraction. When I came to the door, you paid 10 ducats. If you battle me, I take you out and take rubber bat and rock it off for any kind of wreck. You get the girl so hot, they wanna get naked. I'm super duper MC and I'm educated. 1982, the year I graduated. Had the D say, yo, what you wanna know?
I wanna know of you, I wanna know of you, I wanna know if you can rock the show.
But have mercy on those who curse me. I wreck for respect, but curse me in this ball. She's gonna dance a little, so eat your tender biddle. I mean your chicken little. Yo, can I get a little microphone check? One, two, and three, and I am Heavy D, and he's the B-I-Z-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. For better, for worse, but not forgotten. Always fresh, never stale, or even rotten. So it's Marky, say hi. What you wanna know? I wanna know if you can rock like the disco show.
We write the songs that make the whole world sing. We write the songs and
in my crib and I'm cold maxing. Call up a cutie, I'm in the mood for relaxing. Get my phone book from the top of the shelf. I dial 616. I better keep it to myself. Call up a cutie with a triple star next to it. She says hello, we conversate a bit. Invite her over for a candlelight dinner. Believe me when I tell you that this girlie is a winner. Shortly after that I hear the doorbell ring. Turn on the radio and Anita Baker starts to sing. Open up the door and I kiss her on the cheek. She's so nice, polite, pretty, so sweet. On the couch and I'll remove a coat. Squat next to her, clear my throat. Whisper in her ear, tell her what she wants to hear. Let her know to have no fear. Heavy D's here. And
girls,
they
love me.
She's the overweight lover, Heavy D.
Girls, they love me.
She's the overweight lover, Heavy D. girls, they love me.
My hand, walk with me. I'm the imperial, overweight lover, MC Heavy B. Now that I've introduced myself correctly, do you have a moment to spend some time with me? Would you like a drink, maybe a pina colada, a strawberry daiquiri, some wine from Havana? It really doesn't matter, the choice is yours. And when you're through with your drink, we'll take a walk outdoors. Gaze at the stars, walk down the boardwalk. Sit by the beach and talk lovers talk. Make a quick call on my cellular phone. Send for the limousine to pick us up and take us home. Ah, an enjoyable night. The mood was smooth and everything was alright. It may be hard for you, but it's easy for me. Cause girls, the girls, the girls, they love me.
Girls, the girls, they love me. Girls, the girls, they love me. Girls, the girls, they love me. Girls, the girls, they love me.
What's up, P? Yo, nut, man. Just cool and kick back in the studio with DJ Scratch and my man Frank B. Reminiscing about how we was trying to shop our demo and everybody was dishing, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, P, tell him what's up, man.
We was cool in my car one day, you see. Clocking a double nickel on the L.I.E. When it dawned on us that it was 10 o'clock. Turn on the tunes to hear the DJs rock. The hands got the clapping, the fingers got the snapping. Ian, I was cooling, with this man's we was snapping. In and out of fantasies on how large we can get. Cooling rocks and Benzes with the ground effect kits. I wanted black, E was on a two-tone. Stupid room assistants with the hands-free phone. The dream gets better and I would like to go on, but I was brought back to reality by a toot of a horn. Smoke everywhere, oh just what we needed. On the way to shop our demo in the car overheated. Feeling real low, low enough to die. Holding up traffic on the FDR drive. We had to play ourselves in the festive gear. E-Double had to push YMD stare. They were in our dreams. The crew with golden limos. And all we kept saying was, please listen to my demo. 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 Please listen to my demo.
In the year 87 when we first took off, when I jumped in B68 and broke north. Walking the big city streets of Manhattan, buildings, whole 9 yards, so enchanting. Thinking if we got a chance, we could rock it. Funky Fresh demo tape in my pocket, we was walking and got this twice today. Then we stopped at 1974 Broadway. We walked in with grins on our chins, and P had juice with Mr. Virgil Sims. He played the tape and we started to laugh. Played a farewell sock and the sleeping bag staff. People started smiling inside, we buck wildin'. Saying this all started back from freestyling. They liked it and they were very calm. But me and P were like, yo E, where did we sign? We're in the back room, things was lovey-dovey. Met Ron Resnick and his father Juggy. Things was cool, as I remember. We signed the dotted line, W Fresh Wicked members.